step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Do I have it ready? What kind of question is that?
Screwball Whiskey. Hello, Peanut Butter Whiskey. Thank you very much, Ocean Beach, San Diego,
right,
for providing it. And because what are we celebrating today, Clint?
Our 100th episode. We doing this?
Yeah. How do we, okay. Here, I'll make a clinking sound.
Me too, but hold on.
Okay. What are we toasting?
I am toasting to a fun and informative project together.
Yay. And I am toasting to, I am very grateful. It's been awesome working with you over the past 2 years, and because I've never worked with somebody who is a professional in radio and really knows how to run a show and keep it moving, it has been such a pleasure for me because it's been so easy. I just show up and get to talk about sex stuff you ask me about. So thank you. You are an utmost professional in your field, and it's very impressive, and it's been a delight to work with you. So thank you.
Well, wait. Okay, so now my toast sucked. So thank you very much. You just touched me from the bottom of my heart. I, you know what? Honestly, that's so cool of you. That was a great toast, and I appreciate you. So now I have to come back at you. And I feel like this is Bridesmaids. Like, toast the speech for Maya Rudolph. And we've been best friends for 25 years. And so seriously, and you know what? Actually, on that note, I will say thank you for using your expertise and allowing me to learn from you from that side of the podcast. And you are awesome. And it's been a pleasure with you as well.
Thank you.
Ready?
All right. 1, 2, 3.
I got to give him love. Oh my God. Your shot was way bigger than mine.
Well, it's a big glass, so it's a little pour. I'm not doing the whole thing. I can't because I have a client.
Oh, and I got to go on the air after this.
And yeah, I can't. And I got the next few hours of a lot of work I need to get done before I see friends tonight for dinner. So, but it's here to sip on. God, that stuff is good.
I was just thinking, oh my God, usually I'll do a shot just to be part of the crew. Like,
yeah,
if we're going to have a couple drinks, and I'll be like, one. Now I'm like, I want to drink the rest of the bottle.
It's like, well, it's a good sipping one.
Look at that.
I know. Scuba Whiskey. Did you reach out to them?
I haven't. I sipped it over ice, and I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I wonder if they would, just for bottles of whiskey. I wonder if they would do it.
Oh, hell yeah. So I've started bringing this to every, I only got a big bottle 2 weeks ago, and it was a Labor Day party, went to a dinner with some friends. And so I brought it I was going to mix it with just normal chocolate milk, but I'm an almond milk drinker. So I mixed it with unsweetened chocolate almond milk.
Oh my God.
So it's a dessert drink. Then it's a delicious sipping dessert drink that's a peanut butter cup.
This isn't already?
I know. But you put chocolate in it? Ugh.
Ooh, yeah,
it's
what?
So good.
Oh
yeah.
God.
So anyway, and then I made, I had a picnic with a friend, and I made dinner and drinks, and I had that as the dessert drink. So half the bottle's gone now already. And I'm I would totally take sponsorship at Bottles, but I'm also going to be promoting the shit out of their stuff because I love bringing it to every party now and telling everyone about it.
Let me ask them. You know what? I'll ask them. I'll just say, look, you know, long shot, but why not? Who needs money? Let's take the Screwball peanut butter whiskey. All right.
It's COVID times, so we'll take whatever we can get. And a little numbing in a bottle, it's not a bad thing.
Hey, and you're in Idyllwild right now. I'm looking at a picture that you you referred me to on Facebook. I love this cabin. Oh my, is this where you're at right now?
Yes, this is where I'm recording from. Yeah, and which is so lovely. So it's without traffic, it's 2 hours and 10 minutes up here. It was the first time I've seen blue sky in a while, although now it's a little hazy because they do have some ash and stuff up here. Hiking trails are closed because of all the wildfires in San Diego, all the national parks, the hiking trails are closed.
Mm.
But there's lots of places I can wander on the streets and stuff like that that's beautiful up here. But yeah, I have a friend who I had drinks with when I was up here in May in Idlewild. I was like renting a little trailer. I remember we talked about it. And
which
I had,
was also cool.
Yeah, which was awesome. Yeah, I sent you that link. But yeah, I had drinks with this friend who I actually know her boyfriend better. And I never sat down one-on-one with her. And then she had me over and we sat on her deck and had wine and our own Friday night happy hour. And it was a blast. And then she goes, you know, I was like, our place is just adorable. As you saw from the photos, it's so cute. It's, yeah. You know, it's two bedrooms, two floors, has a nice deck outside. There's a hammock out there. It's very yeah. peaceful amidst the trees here. And yeah, but otherwise it's a fully functioning house on the inside. And she said, yeah, you know, if you're ever, she goes, I feel bad. I my boyfriend lives in San Diego. I'm not here a lot. And sometimes I'm gone for like a week at a time. She goes, if you ever want to use it, let me know. And I was like, oh my God, yes. So here I am for the right next on. 6 days. I well, can feel that you. Peanut butter whiskey already. I feel like I'm starting to ramble already.
No, just... you're good. I wish I could have more. I think this is going to set me into a couple shots after the shift tonight after on KGB. Hey, real quick, yes. For anybody who's local that listens, I can't mention this on the radio, but my monkey shop, Motorcycle Monkey Shop on 10366 Mission Gorge Road, my grand opening is September 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. with live music with Southern Rain, a country rock band.
Yay.
We're going to have food, and the food and the raffle proceeds are going to go to ASYMCA, which is the Armed Services YMCA for every branch of the military. Same as what we do for May Ride for our military heroes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I just wanted to hit it up. It's going to be
What's
September 26th.
The date again? Okay,
it's September 26th. Yeah, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Normally, I'm 8 to 11 every Saturday. My boys work the shop with me, which I love.
Aww.
My buddy Thomas helps out a ton. And yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, you think they want a sex talk there?
Yeah, hey, you know what? You will be around some bikers if they show up, and they like sex.
All right, awesome. I'm going to see if I – because I have volleyball that morning. I'm going to see if I can come by later that afternoon.
That'd be awesome.
So congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. All right, now, yeah. Where we left off last week, I know we were going to talk about weird sex laws, but wasn't
no,
there
so we're done
else?
With that. So we've
hit
got
a couple more.
Two things here. One, I've had multiple folks that have written into me to share with me their favorite memories
yes.
from the show. So I want to share that, what folks have shared or what most was meaningful to them. And then you were going to talk about a woman who hired a hitman for
as
the mistress
yep.
as her birthday gift. And it was a Florida woman.
Of course it was. Yeah, and I have that here. Do we want to start with that then?
Yeah, go for it.
So we're going to get to emails and comments. And I've got a couple of comments, but no emails from a couple friends who said, man, you know, about your show, the 100th episode. I like this one, but there's one in particular. But
okay.
So this woman in Florida, right, 33 years old. Her name's Ashley Spencer, Palm Bay. She turns 34 in a few weeks. That was last week, so it's probably in a week or two now, on the 26th of this month. Oh, what do you know? My grand opening.
Hey.
So maybe she'll swing by. And she recently tried to hire a hitman to take out her husband's mistress. She even told the hitman, I want it done before my birthday because it's a gift to me. Well, she offered, and I think this is a very low amount, by the way, $2,000 for the job, and even helped the hitman plan the murder. But the hitman turned out as, big surprise, to be an undercover police officer. So she went, she was arrested on two felony counts, solicitation to commit murder and solicitation to commit burglary. So I the burglary part must be that she was going to have him break into his house. That would probably be the only way.
Yeah, right.
And so, so she's, she's waiting on sentencing. I'm going to guess it's Florida. They know people are crazy. I'm going to guess taking that they drink the water there and drives them even more nuts in Florida into account. I'll bet she gets 10 to 20 years. What do you think? You'd think it'd be more, but I'll bet it won't.
No, I think that's fair. I mean, because here's the thing. She was planning it. Nothing actually happened. There's a chance she could have backed out anyway. I guess you could have insanity plea or something, be like, I was in a moment of craziness and I never would have gone through with it. So I don't know. But you know what I learned recently, probably from listening to a podcast? Part of the reason, it's not just that people in Florida are crazy. Sorry, any Florida listeners we have. It's that they have a specific law around the police having to publicly post what they're arresting people for.
Oh, right.
Right. So there's something different about how we actually versus like Pennsylvania may have as many nutty, crazy people. But there's something about the way the news can't pick up those stories in the same way and publicize them. Right. But they can in Florida. So that seems to be part of the reason why. Because, right, I was just genuinely thinking, I was like, they're freaking nuts down there. And there may be some of that. I do think there's something about swamp life, especially for young men. Like, they really, having done a swamp tour last
Gator
September,
country. Yeah.
When I was down, well, that was actually New Orleans. But speaking to folks that were, like, a dude that was, like, her swamp tour guide, like, they grow up wrestling alligators. He was 16 years old and was taking a bath the one time, and his, I don't know, brother or friend came in with a baby alligator and threw it into the bathtub with him. Like, that's the type of shit they grow up with because of growing up around, like, swamplands, Everglades, stuff like that. So that's part of my theory. It's part of swamp living.
I also wonder how many bodies are buried in the glades that we don't even know about. The ones they discover, we know. The ones they don't, right. I'll bet there are hundreds of bodies in the glades over the years that people just never discovered.
So do you understand getting so angry that you would want your partner's person that they're cheating with killed?
I couldn't go there. I'd be angry. I'd be hurt. I would want to probably smash their face with my fist.
Angry at your wife, or are you more angry at the other man?
Well, it depends. It just depends. And that is a great question. Did the other man know?
Right.
Did the other, you know, what was said? Now, I'll be honest. If it were somebody who didn't have a clue, didn't know, I'd just say, hey, get on up out. Thank you. And then I would deal with, you know, her. Although for me, it's very, very simple. For me, it would be very, very simple. It'd be quick. It'd be painless. I'd be out the door. I would just be like, all right, I'll get my stuff later. See you around. That's something I just wouldn't put up with. Just wouldn't.
Really? So even though you like your home, you like your life, you've got your sons.
Yep.
You would just pick up and be out the door if you found out your wife was cheating.
I would let them know where I'm at when I found my place, which would be, knowing me, would probably be a few days, just at least having a game plan. I'd flounder for a few days, I'm sure, just trying to figure stuff out as fast as I could. And I would say, all right, guys, here's where I'm at. You are welcome anytime you want. And I will help with, you know, certain bills, things like that. But no, I would, and I say that as if it were that simple. It's not that simple.
Right.
That's in my brain. My emotional side would be like, nah. But I will tell you this, in the end, with that particular scenario, eventually, even if I'm full of it and, well, got to make it work here for now, I would definitely not be long term at all.
Okay. What if she went away on a girls' weekend? She finally got away, like, hasn't been away from the family in forever. Her own, like, old friends from high school or college or something. They have a fun, crazy, drunken weekend in Napa Valley. And she comes back and is like, I fucked up. I hooked up with the guy. I was so drunk Saturday night, and I ended up hooking up with the guy. And I am so sorry.
I'd say thank you for your honesty. I need to be separate from you right now, and then I would be making my escape plan. No joke. And I'll tell you why.
Would there be no place for forgiveness for a mess up?
And I'll tell you, no, there could be forgiveness, but not enough to stay.
To stay with
you. Here is why. Because I have not been down that road, meaning on my side. And to my knowledge, not on the other side, although there is one girlfriend years ago that I look back at and think, yeah, she had to have cheated. But still, you know, till last time I spoke with her 20 years ago, whatever it was, she still maintained, no, I never did. Yeah, right. But because there was no proof, I'm not going to say she did. So let's just say for me, it has always been a thing that it's honesty, it's integrity. And I'll tell you this, it's in past relationships. I've been in positions where I could have and did not, just out of the, I've always thought, even when I was drunk, like, how will I feel when this is over? How will I feel? And I knew how I'd feel. I'd feel terrible. And I'm going to tell you the truth. This is going to sound so bad, but because I'm with my wife now and none of those relationships lasted anyway. And by the way, I don't mean I had a bunch of opportunity. I've had a couple of them. Yeah. It's not like I'm, you know, Mr. Gamer
here.
Well,
you've shared some before. Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing is like looking back at one or two of them in that scenario, because that didn't work out. There were one or two that if I just go by being a dude and being selfish and being like just physically thinking about that, like, boy, was I stupid. But in reality, I couldn't have lived it down. So
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
Let's flip it your way.
It would really depend on how good the relationship is that I'm in.
Yep.
What the indiscretion was like, you know, if it was like an ongoing one that they were hiding from me, like that's a massive betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a one night thing, it also depends on literally what did they do? Like, did they make out and fondle each other some, or did they actually have like intercourse? Like that, all of that would matter also. And then it would really matter to me. And this is what I've worked on with clients. Like, you know, that person that did it has to really be willing to commit to never doing that again and mm-hmm. figure out how they got to that part in the first place, and then create a structure and a plan and like a coaching plan to make sure they never do that. And some of that would involve like transparency, where I get to ask, you talk to anybody from the opposite sex? Have you talked to this person? I don't want this person in your life.
Let me see your phone.
Which would suck to get to that point. I would prefer not to.
Yep.
I want to have a check-in every day where you get to talk about this stuff. And then I have to work on my side and see, is this worth it? Can I work through the pain of this to forgive this person and to trust them again and to trust them with my body and my life? And it is possible. And the fact is, I've seen clients do it. And often clients end up better on the other side.
You told me that, yeah.
Yeah. And that's super common. Lots of like sex therapists and counselors and coaches will say that if they work on infidelity, if people really want to work on it, and if they both own their part in it and then step up and do something differently. So, well, but it requires a lot of personal growth.
I know one older couple that has went through that early in their marriage, got through it and seem phenomenal years later. And when I say years later, I'm talking like 40 years later. Whereas there was another who was 5 or 6 or 7 years later. And he finally said, I'm out. I can't, because she just could not trust him. Mm-hmm. And he, as far as I know, was truly being faithful. It was the bringing it up every few weeks, 5 and 6 years later, and finally just like, you know what, this ain't going, it's just not happening.
No, and if you've been trustworthy and you're proving that to the other person and you're willing to have these conversations, that's, you know, if you're on the side that you've been cheated and you choose to stay in the marriage, that's your responsibility then to not make it miserable for the other person and to do your hard work on the other side, because otherwise you should leave then, you know, like you just shouldn't stay. If both of you aren't willing to step up and do.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do the hard work to make it work and make it better, then you shouldn't stay, because it's just going to be miserable.
But now, and just so I don't misconstrue either, if anybody's listening right now and you're thinking, oh God, man, he, you know, if you've cheated and you've reconciled and you're in a relationship, by the way, I do not judge someone else for cheating. I just don't. Because I don't know your scenario. I do not know what you were thinking, what you were feeling, or even the intimate scenario that was one time or 100 times or whatever it was. I'm nobody to judge. I'm simply speaking if it were me in my own shoes.
I
think if you can work that out. In fact, I have a buddy who I told him ultimately did not work out, but I told him straight up, if you get back with her and things work out, I will support you both fully. I'll never speak a word of it. And you win because it's what you want.
Yeah.
If it does not work out and she's gone, I will support you fully and you still win because that means it's what was right for the long run.
Yep.
So I don't judge people based on that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and that's the thing. That's a really important thing to look at. One, if you are thinking about cheating or have cheated, or now you're sitting down with your partner who knows it, you're trying to work it out. Like, you need to look at, like, why did I get to this place? And is it worth doing the hard work of fixing this? Or is this a real sign that I should not be in this marriage and I am relationship and I am unfulfilled? And there is a potential for me to find the type of intimacy and connection I'm looking for out there. And maybe I should, you know, take that leap of faith and even, you know, go through the pain of the breakup and all of that. And that's hard.
Scary.
That takes
scary.
A lot of courage to do it. Most people, right? That's why most people stay in jobs they hate instead of going out and trying new jobs, because it's scary to change. But then they are stuck and they're miserable. They're in the status quo. They're not being challenged, or maybe they like being martyrs. But, like, you know, we've only got one life to live here. Like, let's, you know, and not that we don't have responsibilities and priorities and things that we've committed to, but, like, there's a bigger picture of, you know, living the fullest life that you can, I think.
I do too. So, I do too.
Yeah.
So listen, let's skip the weird laws because let's do that next time.
No, done with that. We did that 2 weeks in a row. I think we're done with that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So no, let's get to stories. Some of the emails. Yeah.
Yeah. So one person wrote to me. So we get to play the guessing game on this one. Who do you think wrote it to me? Their favorite thing was Stiffy.
Oh, geez. Come on, Boston Rob. I know that one.
Yep.
thank you, Boston Rob Stiffy.
Someone else, you don't guess the rest of these, but someone mentioned the episode. This was a long time ago, and I remember it was hysterical. I remember sitting in your studio doing it. I was talking about going to Black's Beach, and you were like shocked how much I loved going there. And then I talked about how I had gone to a naked retreat for sexuality professionals from around the world in the Czech Republic. And then you kept coming back to, no, I want to hear more about these naked conferences that you go to. And I was like, I don't go to naked conferences.
I remember that.
Oh my God, that was hysterical.
That is where I believe we talked about the meat whistle blowing in the wind or the skin flute.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And it did really make me visualize you with whoever else was there, just kind of dawdling around the beach or wherever you were conference. Yep. Just
throwing
like,
football around.
Yeah.
Going in the ocean.
Swinging in the wind, the fellas.
Going on a nature hike naked. Yeah.
Yep.
That was fun.
Oh God, see, I couldn't do that. Even if I were confident, because without underwear, your nuts get in the way. They just do.
Oh, like of walking?
Yeah, my Frank is not, I wish it were more impressive, but my beans, man, they're like little hot rod tires. It's like, get them out of the way.
Is that part of age that they're sagging?
They're not even sagging. They're not big. I don't know. Maybe God placed
balls.
Them in like just between the thighs enough that they don't go out front enough. I don't know.
I'm going to call you out on that the next time I think you're not speaking your truth or being courageous. I'd be like, dude, I heard you have big balls. Freaking use them, Clint.
Do you remember? Did I tell you the story? I wonder if I told you this about the story about me going in when I first met my wife to the doctor's office and it was a physical and she just happened to be like, we were spending the day together and she said, all right, fine, I'll go with you. And he invited her in. And so she's sitting there and he says, okay. He's because he was Filipino, I think. And he says, okay, you're okay to watch? And she's like, oh, I'm fine. And she was kind of turning the other way. And he says, pull your underwear down. And so I did. It's kind of German, I guess. But he says, he cups him and he literally leans from what would be in front of me. She's behind me in a chair. And he leans around and says, he has big balls, yeah?
Oh, I can't. First of all, side note, incredibly inappropriate for a doctor to make any comments about anything like that. But on the second, how did your wife respond? Because that's freaking hysterical.
Oh, we both lost it. She lost it. She was embarrassed. She's red-faced, and I'm losing it. I'm literally losing it, doubled over laughing while he's still got my nuts in his hand. It was, and I, you know, I never saw him again. It was one of those where it was a one-time doctor thing. It wasn't like my family doctor.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I always wonder whatever happened to that guy because because I always wanted to just tell him, you know,
sexual harassment suits he ended up with.
I don't know, but for me, I wanted to pat him on the back and say, thanks for making my day. It was hilarious.
That's awesome.
He has big balls, yeah? Funny. Anyway.
Yeah. As he's holding them, turning around you to your wife.
Seriously.
You're like, yeah, you can let go of him when you say this, you know?
Like a sitcom.
Another person wrote, I sometimes have shared personal sexual stories from my past.
Yep.
And sometimes a few of those stories have come from a guy who is a listener and fan of our show, who's somebody I used to date before, who listens to the show. So he wrote me today and said his favorite was, I can't remember if I mentioned this twice. I can't remember if this was the most recent episode where we were talking about, would you like fondle your partner in a restaurant or under the table?
Oh, that was only a couple times ago. Yeah.
Right. So I can't remember if it was that episode or an earlier episode, but I talked about being in the back of a Lyft with somebody and we started, and he started touching me and like fingering me somewhere. We're back and I'm like making eye contact with the driver in the rearview mirror and carrying on a conversation the whole time. And so I can't remember which episode I mentioned that, but anyway, the dude who did that
said
listened
that's his
to the show
episode.
And was like, he said he burst out laughing when he heard that because he was shocked that I shared it and then burst out laughing that I actually shared it since it was about him. So anyway,
oh, it's cool that you're still friends with this person.
Fun time. I'm friends with lots of exes and, you know, folks I've, you know, hooked up with some or, you know, I haven't done a lot of friends with benefits, but, you know, occasional. But yeah, no, I'm friends with most of those folks at this point. Because at this point, like, I'm not going to date somebody. I'm not going to hook up with somebody who I don't really like, who's not like a really good guy. And if he's a really good guy, then why wouldn't I stay friends with them? So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And vice versa.
If you keep your emotions out. Well, and if you're not. I don't know how else to say it. If you're not in love with that person and emotionally connected sexually, gosh darn it. But that's at 3:10. That alarm's at 3:10.
I know.
That's all right. We got a few more minutes. Let's okay. We got to share a couple more of these. But yeah. You know, if you're not emotionally attached to them in that way,
right.
Then I see that's, how you could totally be friends.
Right. That's a difficult situation when you're stuck in that one for sure. And not the healthiest place to be. I got another one. So I can't remember if I missed it. I was searching for all of them before our call. I was like, who else wrote into me? And I hope I didn't miss any. But this other person said a couple of things. One, every episode he says he feels like he's either learning something or has a good laugh. So
oh, that's awesome.
I was like, that's lovely to hear. He's appreciated the past 99 episodes. One that stood out to him is a recent one when I spoke to your son when he came in. You know, and then I was asking him questions, you know, trying to make him feel comfortable about sex and stuff like that. So I thought that was awesome. And then he had ordered a copy of my book. I'd sent it to him in Australia. So I mentioned him on air. And like it took like 5 weeks to get there. You know, this was 2 months into COVID or something or a month in. And then he got it and immediately started reading it. And like by day two was like halfway into the book. And I think I mentioned that on an episode and then I threw you under the bus and I was like, Clint. And so he loved that I made the comparison and made you feel bad that you still haven't read my freaking book.
I remember.
And he was already like into the third chapter on day two. So.
Well, good on you, mate. Good for you for reading the book. You're better than I am, eh? Anyway.
Give you a reason for an accent. So what have people written to you?
Well, it wasn't written. It was a buddy of mine because I was talking to him on the phone and he said his favorite, there's two episodes that he thought were outstanding. One, because he'd never done this before. And this friend of mine, I will tell you, is more sexually active than I ever was back in the day. So he people knew it. Like the fellas, the guys we hung around knew this guy had a lot of game for lack of a better term. And, but you know, he was pretty respectful with the ladies too. He wasn't like some guys that just, you could tell it was just nothing but a hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
And he actually said the rest stop story about me and, my ex in the broad daylight with people walking by and we know they could see us up against the tree. He said, man, that's ballsy, dude. He goes, you were a good boy. And it's like, you did that. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know you didn't know that. So he really liked that one.
Big balls to do that, Clint. Big balls.
and another one that he really liked was, well, it's more about, anytime we get into getting over, how do I put it? How did he put it? He said there's one in particular, but he said pretty much whenever you and I are discussing, and mainly you giving information on, when in a relationship, it's being mindful, but he talked about especially being mindful of how you were brought up. And this was, I think this particular one he's talking about was like maybe almost the first five we did.
Yeah. Yep,
body yep. image and how to change what women and men have been taught about their bodies and that they shouldn't be ashamed. And some of the, what's the word you used? Bad thing where the image is bad.
Insecurities.
There's another word out anyway, but he said he loves that we were trained. It's almost a word for being trained.
Socialized.
That was it. To get over that and relearn that you have nothing to be ashamed about with your body, no matter what's going on. That's the stuff that he honed in on. He's like, you know, as a dude, he's like, cause he, like me, admittedly said that, you know, there throughout his life, he's not super proud of his body. And I always thought this dude was in good shape. And like I told you, he had pretty much game back in the day. So I didn't know he felt that way till years later.
Interesting. Yeah.
And he said he loved that you, for lack of a better term, shared and coached us through scenarios like that. So that was awesome. So it's more than one episode, but I know the one he's talking about.
Yep. Oh, that's super sweet. That's awesome to hear that.
Yeah. Yay. So, and he's probably hearing this when it's posted. So,
you know, so I was thinking for our 150th episode, we should record that from Black's Beach. Live from Black's Beach.
Naked?
Yeah.
You, not me.
No. That would be amazing. Do you think we'd get a crowd? It'd be interesting to see who would show up, but they have to be naked. That's the thing.
Oh, they have to be naked?
Everybody has to be naked. That's what I would say.
If I'm
naked, y'all got to be naked.
If they didn't have to be naked, we'd probably get 300 people.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because they'd want to see you. If they have to be naked, we'll get probably three.
That's a shame.
And I won't be one of them. Ain't no way in hell.
Well, as we are wrapping this up, do you have anything to tease for the next episode? And then I have one last thing to share.
I failed on that one. I was so into just about this episode. For some reason, I thought we were still doing weird sex laws. Maybe what we'll do, just maybe each episode we just share two or three with other content. How's that?
If you want to. Yeah. Sometimes we've got lots of content.
Yeah.
And
we could just do one or two, maybe three. And you're right. It depends on what we have going. But
I have something to say. Wait, I got two things to say. One,
yes, ma'am.
Last week I launched a new online course called the 10-Day Relationship Refresh.
Oh, wow.
And so because often so much of my stuff, my coaching, my online courses, my teaching, it focuses on real heavy topics, blocks to intimacy, issues and stuff like that. And I was getting a sense that like folks, because they're spending so much time at home with their partners and they're just like, it's hard to focus on the positive. I created a 10-day program that every day you get access to new content. And in less than 30 minutes a day, you can focus on an activity with your partner where you focus on finding out how they feel loved and making them feel loved, focusing on appreciations, acknowledgments, joy.
Ooh, I like this.
Reminiscing when you first fell in love and why. And then there is one day where I give you a little worksheet on how to talk through difficult topics if you're brushing something under the rug. But otherwise, it's all focusing on joy, gratitude, appreciation, love, connection, to give you a boost. So, because I was like, I think everybody could use a freaking boost in 2020.
I think so,
and all
too.
Of those things. So it's $97. If listeners go to, go to Dr. Jen's Den.
Two N's in Jen.
Yeah. I think it's my top blog post right now.
Well, I'll tell you as you're talking. I'll look it up.
Yeah, double check that. And if folks at the register, they can type in 30 off. So 30, capital O, capital F, capital F, 30 off. You can get 30% discount. So it'll be like $65 to invest in the next 10 days with your partner of focusing on joy, love, appreciation. Yeah,
so
I'm
here
really
it is.
Proud of it.
It's the top blog. Awesome. Yeah, I think that's awesome, actually. And they go at their own pace.
Well, they will get an email every day that gives them access to the next day's content. But if they get behind a few days, it'll still be there. If you have to skip 2 days, you can just, you know, if you do day one, day two, you have to skip day three and four, and you don't get back to it till day five, then you just go back to day three and you keep progressing. But the idea is in a week and a half, you can lift your relationship up to a new place. And
I love
in less than 30 minutes a day.
I love this. And for 60 something bucks with that discount, but you know, I have to do it in my female voice. You ready? I'm going to read what your little excerpt says.
Oh my God. Okay.
2020 has collectively been a tough year. And I know through working with my clients, talking to friends and reading current research that many couples are struggling. Actually, that's very serious to say it like that, so I'm going to say it better. When you're trying to figure out working from home, your kids schooling, avoiding COVID and keeping relatives safe, financial changes, disappointments, it can be hard to remember to cultivate love, appreciation, and joy. So I've launched a new e-course, the 10-Day Relationship Refresh, to give your relationship support right now. And then it says the rest. I think this is great. I love it.
Thank you.
DrJensDen.com, 2 N's in Jen. And this is a great looking website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
This is different. This wasn't like this before.
Yeah, it was.
Why is it? Oh, because I've been looking on your Facebook, Dr. Jen's Den. So that's the one. Oh my God, that's my reminder. I got to be on the air. So that one's acceptable, right?
And I got a client in 11 minutes. So
oh God,
I gotta
okay.
Roll too. So, hey, so congratulations, 100 episodes. Oh, wait, so the last thing I wanted to share. So I was drinking tea during this, and it was a yogi tea, and they come with like a little yogi tea fortune, and it says, lift people up to their potential and higher self. And I feel like that's what we do with our show. So that's why I wanted to share it.
Ah, much love, Dr. Jen.
Yeah, likewise. All right, thanks, Clint. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.